This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You are looking live here at the Circa Sportsbook at the Mint Gaming Hall here in Franklin, Kentucky. I am Brad Taylor, and alongside Will Hill, we're going to take you through the rest of your Live Bet Saturday, as we've got a lot of football on the schedule for today, and we're looking forward to taking you through all this from a handicapping perspective. Will, how are you doing today, sir? And how was your Christmas holiday?
Brad, Merry Christmas. Christmas was great. A lot of food, plenty to watch in terms of, you know, the NFL, which the games weren't great, but you know, we move on here. We got a packed day, 8 bowl games, some NFL games, college basketball, strangely on hiatus, but we got plenty to talk about. Should be a great show. How are you doing? How was your Christmas?
It was great because, boy, we love those hopeless home dogs in the NFL. That's all we worried about. As long as you got those teams with no chance that the public's against, oh, it's what a Christmas gift, the gift that keeps on giving, and that's what we love here. Picking winners, well, at least about 53% of the time, we hope, here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You can follow me at BottomLineLex on the Twitter, and you can follow Will Hill at not the Will Hill, two E's in that the. But we've got some games going on right now. Currently, we see the UConn-Army game. They're at 7-7, live betting line, Army 7.5-point favorite, total 46.5 in that one as they just started the second quarter. We're getting towards the end of that of the Bronx Bowl, or whatever they call the Pinstripe Bowl there. Penn State up 15-10. The game just looks miserable to watch. Live betting line, Penn State 4.5-point favorite, total 30.5 there. And earlier today, we saw East Carolina, a 13.5-point dog going in. They win the game straight up over Pittsburgh, 23-17, going under this total of 51.5. What have we learned so far today, Will, in these bowl games? And have we learned anything with these non-college football playoff bowl games? Because these are being some very difficult games to handicap, especially when you look at these line moves.
Yeah, they sure are. And if you don't have a bet on the game, which is why VSiN is great, and we you know, we try to help with betting information. If you don't have a bet on these games, man, some of these are tough to watch. You got to really like football to be watching some of these games. Penn State Clemson has been a tough watch. We've seen a couple of touchdowns in the last few minutes, but that was, you know, 6-3, 9-3. That was a painful game. A lot of drop passes, just ugly, ugly football between two teams who, you know, if you said before the season, hey, Penn State and Clemson are going to play in the postseason. You say, all right, it makes, you know, national title game, national semifinals, maybe the second round of the playoffs, the quarters. No, it's the Pinstripe Bowl, and both teams are there for a reason. And a lot of opt-outs has been some ugly football. But, you know, you brought it up. The line movement was fascinating. I don't know if you saw this. Pitt and East Carolina, I think that opened. Yeah. The first line I saw was like Pitt minus 4.5, 5, something like that. It crept up as East Carolina kept having opt-outs, crept up 7, 7.5. Yesterday, it was Pitt minus 10.5. I woke up this morning, Pitt is minus 13.5. People were cutting in line to bet Pitt. What happens? They go out and they lose the game outright. Just, you know, tread carefully with these bowl games. Be careful about laying points. Obviously, you know, you want the information of who's opting out and who's trying to read the motivation. But these are, at the end of the day, Brad, these are exhibition games. And be very careful laying points. And, you know, just tread carefully, I guess, would be the takeaway from some of these games.
Very carefully. I mean, we have seen so far, we've seen favorites are 9-7 against the spread. The under has hit 11 out of 16, including the game earlier today against the spread. And I wouldn't be shocked to see either one of those games that's going on right now also make the under. Is that kind of something else you've been looking at with the totals here? Because we've seen all these totals, especially, they've all been dropping in these bowl games. Are we at that point where it's maybe an under or pass type of thing in these bowls? Because it's kind of feeling like this, especially looking at the games today.
It's not a bad instinct to have. The only caution would be if you get a bunch of opt-outs on the defensive side and the offensive guys are playing. Right. Like last night was the game, FIU versus UTSA. I mean, nobody could stop anyone. They got damn near 80 points, and that was an over all the way. But I think your instinct is generally the correct one where, you know, when you have opt-outs and let's just say you got a normal game, you got opt-outs both sides of the ball, which sadly, you know, that's the new normal for bowl games. Offense, you need continuity. You need offensive line continuity. quarterbacks with the receivers. You can only get so much of that in practice. So you see that a lot of times in preseason games. Scoring's hard to come by. You see a lot of unders. I think that does translate to the bowl, where if it's a whole new unit on defense, all right, we can figure it out. Defense is just about intensity. It's about attacking. Offense is about continuity. It's about timing. So when you've got these makeshift units on both sides of the ball, a lot of times the defenses, Brad, are ahead of the offenses. So thinking unders, not a bad thought to have.
And are we at a point, as handicappers, Will, are we at a point where maybe we're overvaluing when coaches leave? Because in these bowls, you want to look for the head coaches, the coordinators, and the quarterbacks. Yeah, you got opt-outs all the other positions, but those are the big four you kind of want to look at in terms of ones that might move the point spread a little bit. Are we overvaluing with this new transfer portal world that we live in? Could we be overvaluing losing coaches, losing quarterbacks right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's possible, and it's possible. You know what? It's just priced in. Usually when the coach leaves, that's built into the game, and that's worth something to the spread, and it's accounted for. So if you think you're getting advantage with it, again, it's hard to paint all these bowls with one broad stroke because every situation is different. But, I wouldn't overreact and just blindly bet these teams just because the coach did leave. It's a good point to bring up.
We've got all kinds of bowl games coming up at the bottom of the hour. It will be Georgia Tech and BYU. BYU a 4-point favorite right now, total 55.5. Arizona Bowl, Miami of Ohio and Fresno State. Fresno 5.5-point favorite, 41.5 is your total there. And also at 5:45 Eastern, North Texas 6.5-point favorite over San Diego State, total 52.5. We will talk a lot more about those games kind of as we go here. We'll talk about the Georgia Tech BYU game coming up next segment. But I can honestly say if you can't get fired up for a day like this of college football, the pilot light might be out. But remember, it is bowl games. It is kind of crazy time. As we do see now, 7 minutes to go with Penn State and Clemson, and the current betting line still, Penn State a 4.5-point favorite, total 30.5. And we do see the 7-7 tie in UConn. Anything you've looking at in the games going on right now, Will?
I think that Army will have a pretty easy time moving the ball against UConn. I actually expected them to have more than 7 points on the board at this point, but UConn's run defense is not very good. You can't figure out who's playing quarterback for them, although they did get a quick score early in the game. These service academies usually tend to do pretty well in bowl games, which is well documented, which is built into the line. But, the discipline, there's continuity. You don't get a lot of opt-outs with Army and Navy and these teams. So I would think if I had to play anything with the games going on right now, Army, a team total over, would be the way I would go. I do think they'll be able to, have some success moving the ball here against UConn. I don't know how much of Penn State, Clemson you watch, but like I said, that game has been ugly, tough to watch, a lot of bad offense, a lot of drop passes. But the unit right now of all the games going on, the unit I feel most confident in is the Army offense, Brad.
Well, there you go. And right now, UConn with the ball. They're close to midfield in that one, just starting the second quarter there. So, plenty of time to go in this one. But, our producer, Jared Moore, was like, I had a chance to go to this Pinstripe Bowl. It just looked too cold to me, so I don't think he wanted to go to that one. Penn State currently with the ball on their own 38, up 15-10 right now. Third down coming up here in terms of maybe how this game might go forward. But they're still a 4.5-point favorite, total 30.5. We will next segment talk about BYU and Georgia Tech. BYU currently a 3.5-point favorite. Total 54.5. That's come down from 55.5 it was yesterday. Any kind of initial thoughts on that one before we talk about it in depth next segment? BYU and Georgia Tech, the Pop-Tarts Bowl, Will.
Yeah, I like Georgia Tech. Brent Key, the Georgia Tech coach, has been good as a dog in his career, 17-6 against the spread. A bunch of outright upsets, like nine outright upsets. Yeah. So that's a trend you like. I worry from BYU's perspective. Last time we saw them play a few Saturdays ago, they had a chance to beat Texas Tech and go to the college football playoff. They lose that. Where are they at psychologically from a motivational standpoint? Are they really invested in the Pop-Tarts Bowl when they're thinking, man, we only lost to one team this year. If we could have just beat Texas Tech one out of two times, and they got drilled both games, to be fair. But they're thinking, man, we were that close to being in the college football playoff. Maybe a little let down, maybe a little disappointed. So I like Georgia Tech, and there's some whispers. Brett Bachmeyer, the BYU quarterback, maybe not 100%. And they do have the Big 12 Conference Player of the Year on offense, L.J. Martin, the running back. All indications are he's going to play, but this is another moving part that's tricky with these handicaps in bowl season. If you have a guy who's that good, Is he going to play the whole game? Is he going to play a half? Is he going to play it all? That would concern me a little bit. I think Georgia Tech is a tough team to prep for. Now you could make the case. Maybe they're a little disappointed. They had their sights set on an ACC title game, but that deteriorated middle of the season. Last time we saw Georgia Tech, they played really good defense, a really solid game against Georgia. It was on Black Friday about a month or so ago. So I like the dog here. We'll have plenty of time to talk about this as this game is coming up. We got some NFL games on tap, so should be a fun day, and looking forward to it, Brad.
I was going to say, we hadn't even brought up the fact we got NFL during the show today. Texans are going to play the Chargers here coming up in about an hour, at the bottom of the next hour, about 4:30 Eastern time. But if you're looking to get your holiday hustle in terms of some food, because, yeah, well, you and me, we probably ate big on Christmas night, cashing in all those tickets on those hopeless home dogs. But football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of tailgating. Right now, score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings, plus save 50% site-wide when you shop omahasteaks.com/VSiN. From legendary steaks to crowd-pleasing appetizers, Omaha Steaks makes it game day easy and delicious. So don't wait. Get 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings and save 50% site-wide at omahasteaks.com/VSiN. That's omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Minimum purchase may apply. Make sure to see the site for details. As we head to commercial here in just a second, we do see that Penn State now driving on Clemson. They're currently a 7.5-point favorite. About 5.5 minutes to go in this one with a third down coming up. 7.5-point favorite, total 31.5. UConn Army still 7-7, and Army a 6.5-point favorite. They're taking Will's kind of pleasure on that one. Coming up next, we'll talk more of the bowls coming up tonight and the ones in progress here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From the Mint Gaming Hall here in Franklin, Kentucky, right above the Circa Sportsbook, it's Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I am Brad Taylor, along with Will Hill, and we are taking you through the day in college and the NFL, college football in the NFL from a handicapping perspective. Currently, we see UConn and Army still tied at 7, about midway through the second quarter now, 8.5 minutes to go there. Army with the ball on their own side of the field, 2nd and 11 on their own 10, so Army, yeah, runs it up the middle, and they get a couple yards. So it'll be about a 3rd and 8 here on their own side of the field here in this one. And the live betting line on Army and UConn. Army, a 6.5-point favorite, now flipped down to 5.5, total 40.5 in that one. And, of course, Penn State, Clemson. Penn State just gets a touchdown, kind of wraps that one up. 4:54 to go in this one in the fourth quarter. 11.5 is now your current point spread. Penn State favorite over Clemson, 37.5 your total. That score now currently 22-10. Will, your thoughts on the games going on right now from a handicapping perspective?
Penn State, Clemson. I mean, Penn State probably with a 2-touchdown lead and limited time left, they probably, I mean, we've seen this all the time, will play soft defense, play a little prevent, and give Clemson a chance to move the ball. So maybe Clemson gets in the back door and they go over that, you know, that 37.5 on that live total. But is it enough for me to bet with how bad they've been on offense? It's not. I pass there. I still think Army would get going offensively against UConn, a UConn team that's really struggled against the run. And being in Connecticut, I don't have quick access to these games. I got to go to some different sites to pull up the live lines with UConn Army. So you can keep me posted on the live spread total, the team total, things like that. I still think Army would get going, but you know, with they're not a quick strike offense, and there's only 7 minutes left in the half as they fumble here and sets up a 2nd and long. So I haven't had a great read. I thought Army would kind of move the ball up and down the field with their running game against the lack of run defense from UConn. That has not been the case. So more of a holding pattern right now, Brad. We're not afraid to fire on this show. And by the end of the show, we'll have plenty of bets as we usually do. But right now there's nothing I'm dying to bet between these two games.
And that goes for the next game we're about to talk about, starting in about 13 minutes. It is Georgia Tech and BYU, and right now the consensus line, 3.5 for BYU favored over Georgia Tech. But we did hear from the BYU coach Kalani Sitake on what he thought about the Pop-Tarts Bowl coming up today.
this game of football, you can have tons of respect for each other and enjoy the festivities of what the FCS has provided for us here with the Pop-Tarts Bowl, and then get to competition. I think everybody, as they get closer to the game, the sense of urgency is starting to pick up. And honestly, it's just we enjoy being around our players and around our team, and these guys enjoy each other's the brotherhood that we have and that we've established. I can see the exact same thing with Georgia Tech. And so everybody wants to win because they want to send their seniors out the right way. And so sometimes that gets things a little bit nervous. But the truth is, winning just makes saying goodbye easier.
And as Will said earlier in the show, he brought up some very good points about BYU being close and Georgia Tech. I don't want to say they were close, but yeah, they had some good runs early in the year, and they have their coach Brent Key has been very good, especially as an underdog in his history at Georgia Tech. And we heard from Brent Key earlier this week regarding this game as well.
That 10 game threshold is it's big just from an external perception from going out on the road in January. We've taken great steps the last 3 years in the program of what we've been able to do and accomplish, and this is one of those kind of glass ceilings, I guess you would say, that you're always looking to get towards. But the one thing we know is we cannot control the outcome of a game. Right? All we can control is what goes into it. Right? How we prepare, how we compete, and we can't control the outcome. Right? We're not an outcome-based organization. We are about being in the moment, being where your feet are, playing the play that you have. When that play's over, it's done. Right? Same thing with the game. So it's important. It's big for the program, but 9 wins is big too right now, right? And then 10, and then it's always you're always wanting to improve and get better and better and better. So, look, I don't care if you got 0 wins or 12 wins. You play that next game, competitors want to compete.
This line opened with BYU, a 2.5-point favorite. The total was 55.5. The money's come in. About 55% of the money is on BYU. This line has gone up to 3.5 now. And we've also seen the total here come down from 55.5 to 54.5, despite close to 70% of the tickets and money on the under. This line was frozen until today, Will. My play, as much as we've seen all the unders hit in this bowl season, and we've seen a lot of defense today, I like the over in this game. I think you're going to see a lot of points here between Georgia Tech and BYU. Heck, Chris Wenke is calling plays from what I understand. I'm going over. That's my favorite play in this game. What about you? How are you playing this one, Will?
I'm going to need a minute here. I don't think we've been doing this show together for a few months now. I don't think I've ever heard those words come out of your mouth that you like the over. I'm stunned. I think we got 5 minutes to break. We might need to go to break early. I need to catch my breath. You like the over? I might have to join you. You're an under guy. You're an underdog guy. I'm shocked that you like the over. And I don't disagree. Look, Georgia Tech, they've had some rough performances defensively. They played really well and surprised me that Black Friday where they played well against Georgia defensively. And it was like a 14-7 type of game and really buttoned it up. Before that, they were getting gashed, and not just getting gashed. They were getting gashed by Boston College and Virginia, and some lesser offenses were just going up and down the field. I'm talking like 500-600-yard performances. So what's the truth? Is it the Georgia game? Is it those performances? It's somewhere in the middle, but it's interesting that you like the over. I was looking at this too. I didn't bet it. I like to bet these first quarter plus a half sometimes, and I look at Georgia Tech. They start with the ball just about every game, but if you dig a little further, and this is interesting, they went 0-for-12 on coin tosses, so they did not win the coin toss once this year, Which means the other team gets to decide, the other team defers. So Georgia Tech was always starting with the ball, and you think, oh, wow, they win the toss, they take the ball. They start with the ball because the other team wins the toss and defers, so I don't know that there's any angle there. I could never disagree with taking a half a point in what's close to kind of a pick 'em game, even though 3.5 is not exactly a pick 'em. I get that. But in a 15-minute game, you're giving me a half a point, I might start with the ball. I don't mind that bet. It's just if you look at the trends of them starting with the ball and you think there's something to it, it's just this weird odd statistical quirk that they've somehow lost every single coin toss to open the game so far this year.
12-leg parlay right there, Will. 12-leg parlay. Yeah. Just call the coin toss right every time. That's what we're doing. We try those 12-leg parlays in the real world. Why not with the coin flip? That's a crazy stat. I did not know that they were 0-12 with coin tosses this year. I think I might have to join you on that. Knowing that the way you put it, yeah, I think I'm going to have to join you on that first quarter one. But, yeah, I love the over here. We've seen so much money come in on the under. We've seen so many unders hit. And yet this line, until today, this line had been frozen at 55.5. We do see it plopping a little bit here. But, yeah, I'm going to play the over here, two kind of offensive teams. By the way, we do have a touchdown with Army. Like Will said, Army now up 14-7 on UConn as we sit here. And current live betting lines, 11.5. Army is favored over UConn, total 44.5. So it looks like another touchdown for Army in this one. So that's that kind of reads good for your bet there, huh, Will?
Yeah, following UConn being in state here, I know they really struggle with the run game. From a defensive standpoint, they really struggle stopping the run, and that's the wrong team to see when you struggle stopping the run. Plus, you look at it from a motivational, just situational standpoint. They lost their coach. They had a bunch of opt-outs. Their really talented quarterback opted out. He's not playing. And, again, from a motivational standpoint, remember, they were in this bowl last year against North Carolina, a bigger school, and they won. So from just from a school like UConn, all right, we went to this bowl last year. We won. We won against an ACC team. Is there that motivation? Are they really excited to be in the Fenway Bowl for the second straight year, a bowl they already won last year? If they had lost last year, they could say, you know what, we got something to prove. We lost last year. Let's win it this year. When you've already won it, when you're in the same bowl last year, your coach left, you're playing a service academy who's always buttoned up, is always focused. I just thought this was a shaky spot for UConn, especially defensively.
Yeah, you say because you're in Connecticut that you know about the UConn. I'm in Kentucky, and I don't know anything about Kentucky football or how they're going to do the next game they play. So it's not. Sometimes in my case, it's not exactly going to help me, but I respect your opinion on that. We do see Penn State and Clemson coming down to the end now. They're at the two-minute timeout, still 22-10. Penn State is up in this one, and, yeah, the total 32.5. I wouldn't expect more out of this game. But what I would expect more out of is VSIN on New Year's. Yes, VSiN is live all New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We have full regular programming both days, starting with VSiN by the books right here at the Circa here in Kentucky at 7 a.m. and rolling through a numbers game, prop points, money moves, follow the money, VSiN primetime, and cashing out deep into the night. As you're counting down to 2026 and kicking off the new year, VSiN will be right there with real-time betting coverage across the college football, NFL, NBA, and more. So spend your new year with VSIN, the nonstop home for sports bettors. That's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Hey, New Year's Eve is for amateurs anyway. The real people get the job done on a Tuesday night in the middle of May. You don't have to wait for it when amateur night when it's New Year's. I'm sure Will can attest to that. But coming up after the break, more football, and we've got another game kicking off. That's next here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Live from the Circa Sportsbook here in Franklin, Kentucky, in the Mid Gaming Hall, I am Brad Taylor, along with Will Hill. We're taking you through your Saturday, watching these football games and going over these betting lines, and we're watching the clock countdown in the Bronx, where Penn State has defeated Clemson 22-10. Both these teams, these were the two most bet teams to make the college football playoff before the season started, and they both end up 7-6 on the year. Let's play sports talk radio for a minute there, Will. Your thoughts on both these teams, both going 7-6. One team fired their coach. The other probably should fire their coach. A lot of disappointment here. What do we do with these two teams going into next year? Do we just give up on Dabo and Clemson? Play sports talk radio for a minute with these two programs, Will.
Yeah, and I mean, look, it could be a whole new team next year for both these teams. And Clemson's gotten a little more adept at hitting the transfer portal, but they've been certainly stuck in their ways for a long time. So we'll see what their roster brings. I did happen to notice, though, they showed Penn State's schedule next year with Matt Campbell, who's not a great coach, but a respected coach, and I think a decent hire, all things considered, for not being the first option or second or third option. They get a pretty easy draw last year. I believe they don't have to play Ohio State. They don't have to play Oregon. They don't have to play Indiana. That's a pretty good recipe for bouncing back. You and I could coach the team. As long as you avoid those teams and you got a pretty good team yourself, Penn State, you would think could bounce back and at least be in the mix here to be back in the playoffs. And look, this time last year, I know they got a very easy draw. They could have, probably should have been in the national title game. They led most of that game. They let that game get away late. They're a play away from being in the national title game. And, you know, who knows, maybe the disappointing season would have gotten Franklin fired anyway, but it's less than a calendar year where they're in the semifinal, a play away from being in the final where they probably should have been.
You're right about that. In the bowl here in the Pinstripe Bowl at the Bronx there, they dumped, it looks like grass on the coach. Insert your own joke here when it comes to that. So that game's over. We do see that Army and UConn are now inside the two-minute timeout. They don't call it the two-minute warning in college. It's a two-minute timeout. And UConn currently has the ball close to midfield on Army. Current betting line here, Army a 10.5-point favorite, total 43.5. We are waiting now on Georgia Tech at BYU, as Will and I kind of agreed during the commercial break. Look, after all the ceremony, pomp, and circumstance, they'll take 15 minutes to get this game started. The Pop-Tarts Bowl. BYU and Georgia Tech. BYU still a 3.5-point favorite. Total 54.5. And, of course, we have the NFL coming up later today. The Texans and the Chargers from L.A. Right now, the Chargers 1.5-point favorites. That total's coming up a little bit. It's up to 41 a lot of places. Circa has it at 41 now. We saw it at 39.5 earlier in the day this morning. Your thoughts on maybe a little kind of maybe that game from seeing that total jump a 1.5, is there anything here that maybe coming through your mind is why that total's jumping there, Will?
Yeah, I mean, you got two really good defenses, so a low total makes sense, but maybe it's just too low. And I was thinking in L.A., where weather's not a factor, you've got two good quarterbacks. Herbert's a really good quarterback. Stroud is kind of up and down, but it's still a pretty good quarterback. So you got two pretty good quarterbacks. You've got weather not a factor. And just in this modern NFL where the kickoff rules let you start a lot of times at the 30 or the 35, and these kickers can make from anywhere. These kickers make from 60 like it's nothing. So if you're going to start at the 35 and you can make from 60, it's very hard if weather's not a factor here in any of these games. It's very hard with no weather being in the mix to stay under 40.5, that low of a total. So I'm not saying I love the over, but I get the movement from people saying, you know what, with pretty good quarterbacks, with weather, with the modern NFL and the kickoff rules and the accuracy of kickers, 39.5 maybe is just too low. So I get the movement here to the over, even though it is two really good defenses.
And before we get back to the one bowl game that's in progress here, I think they're kind of at a timeout, or they call it timeout for clock management purposes. We do see that if Houston wins today, they clinch a playoff berth and the Colts are knocked out. Is there any way that just if you think maybe that the Texans win this game, is it a good idea to maybe get ahead of that and say maybe go against or on the Colts, just thinking that you know where this Texans Chargers game is going to go?
It's smart thinking. It's a good way of looking at it, where it's a correlated parlay where I'm going to take the Texans right to win the game and I'm going to parlay it with the Jags, because if the Colts were eliminated, that line is going to move up. I can't disagree with it. It's a good way of just having these different scenarios in your head at the end of the season. The only thing that would be against that, we see it all the time. These teams that have nothing to play for against these teams that have everything to play for, it's counterintuitive, but the team that has nothing to play for, the line gets inflated. They come out with no pressure. You could say they're not motivated, but there's no pressure on them. So yeah, they could fake a punt. They play fast and loose. And a lot of times those teams cover way more than you'd expect. So if you want to just set up a middle and get ahead of the line movement, that makes sense. But it's just, I think, an important reminder as we head to the last 2 weeks, and we got a bunch of meaningless games. A lot more is settled in the NFL than usual this time of year. If you just think it's as simple as, hey, I'm going to play on the team that's motivated, the other team has nothing to play for, your instinct should probably be the other way. The line gets kind of overvalued, inflated, and you're actually better off playing the underdog. And I actually think of it was Colts Jags the year Wentz was the quarterback 3 or 4 years ago. The Colts were like a 17-point favorite, and the Jags had nothing to play for. And the Jags not only pulled off the upset, but beat them pretty comfortably. There's a lot of examples like that, you know, over the years, over recent years, where teams have nothing to play for, actually play much better than you think.
Yeah, we've got some big numbers on this. We do have the Army-UConn game coming up towards halftime. 4 seconds to go. It's fourth down. UConn kind of gave up on that and said, we're going to try to kick this field goal right before halftime. So they're in field goal range. They're about to kick this field goal. We'll see how that goes on before our commercial break. But one thing that really kind of caught my eye, and this is a good thing that you brought up. And Evan Abrams came up with this. I know I want to give him credit for it. Since 1990, eliminated teams playing teams that need to win over the final 2 weeks of the regular season, those eliminated teams have gone 61% against the spread, 108 and 69. So that tells you the numbers right there are telling you these teams with no reason to live, as we like to say, they cover point spreads in these spots, and we often overvalue these teams that have everything on the line against these teams that aren't that don't even care. So that's a good point by you, Will, as we look to this field goal. So is that something that kind of doesn't surprise you, or you kind of play into that?
It's something to keep in mind. It's obviously something to keep in mind, and I know you as an underdog better, you're probably aware of that as well, where –
yeah.
All right. Maybe Indy takes the field tomorrow, and that game's a toss up. The Chargers and the Colts, the Chargers and the Texans here. There's a 50-50 shot that means nothing for the Colts. It doesn't mean they're going to roll over. It doesn't mean they're going to lose by 30. Doesn't mean they're going to cover either. But just keep that in mind. If you can just blindly bet these teams that have nothing to play for just because they're playing a team that's motivated, it's certainly not that simple. If anything were that simple in life, Brad, in terms of handicapping, we'd all be driving around in Mercedes and living in mansions. The point spread is the great equalizer, and the market has a way of balancing all these things out.
I use that same terminology. The great equalizer is the point spread. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. We are at halftime in the UConn-Army game, and that field goal right before the half was good. So it is now 14-10. Army is up at halftime, and they are currently 8.5-point favorites in game live here, and the total 44.5. Will, are you still on board with this team total for Army going over?
What do you have for a team total over? I can pull it up in a minute. Do you have a number in front of you? I can kind of guess what it'd be.
I was trying probably to look that 20, up real quick while you're saying that.
27.5, something like that, probably in that range. I would still look towards Army team total over or nothing. I do think they'll be able to have some success on offense, but I probably thought they'd have more than 14 points at half, even though they did hit a couple, big plays here, some explosive plays, but it'd be Army team total over or nothing there, as long as that's within that sort of range.
You got the number exactly right. 27.5 is the team total now for Army, and the over is only even money. Under is minus 120. So maybe a little sharp, maybe a little bit of lean to the under there, but 27.5 is that number. And especially if you're sitting on 14 with Army, you don't expect them to kick a lot of field goals, as we saw during that Navy game when that game, for some reason, they had a bunch of field goals in that game. So there you go, 14-10 at halftime. And Will's team total for Army looks like a pretty good little deal, if you ask me. Anything else before we see? I think Georgia Tech and BYU is about to get going here. Anything else before we get to the break here and try to get this game going so we can get some action down on this one, Will?
No, I would just remind people, Army does start with the ball to start the third quarter. UConn started with it in the first quarter. And with all these games going on, take out a pen and paper, write a little note to yourself. Who starts with the ball in the first quarter? Who starts with the third quarter? It's very important for live betting purposes. So that's that is something to keep in mind. Do you like Pop-Tarts, Brad? That's a very important question that people want to know. Are you a Pop-Tarts fan?
I am a show me the nearest Waffle House, and living in Atlanta as long as I did, it was all about the Waffle House. So, yeah, that'll take me there for breakfast, and even today here in Kentucky. We don't have as many as Atlanta did, but there's still enough. And it looks like Georgia Tech will be kicking off. Could that be 0-for-13 on the coin flips? We'll find out after this break. That's you talk about breaking news. Could Georgia Tech have actually won a coin toss? We'll have to figure that one out. He is Will Hill. I am Brad Taylor. And they're just kicking off down in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. And BYU will down this in the end zone. More of these bowl games, live action, coming up next here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
In Franklin, Kentucky, at the Mint Gaming Hall, right above the Circus Sportsbook, I am Brad Taylor, along with Will Hill for your Live Bet Saturday. And we've got action going on right now, the Pop-Tarts Bowl down in Orlando, Florida. BYU already in the red zone on Georgia Tech. We loved a lot of points in this game, and we're 3.5 minutes in, and BYU already in the red zone. 2nd and 5 inside the Georgia Tech 20-yard line. BYU now a 6.5-point favorite. Total 56.5 is your live total. Although it is kind of weird for me, Will, seeing a quarterback, BYU, he's wore number 47. What quarterbacks do you remember that did not wear a number between 1 and 19? Bernie Kosar in college, Doug Flutie in college. That's about it for me. Do you know of anybody else that kind of does that?
No, it is very unusual. You think of 47, you think of like a fullback or something. 47 is not a quarterback number, so it is certainly strange. And as we're talking, BYU is on the doorstep, moving the ball pretty effortlessly. Haven't had much resistance in terms of like a third down. It's first and goal now. Looks like they're inside the 10, right around the 6. The first down carry will be a quarterback keeper that goes for maybe a yard. So second and goal from the 5. It's been a pretty effortless drive here, Brad, for BYU to start. And we buried the lead. Georgia Tech, I believe for the first time all year, has won the coin toss. They deferred, and for the first time all year, they're going to start on defense. And looks like when they get the ball to start, barring a turnover or a turnover on downs, they're going to be trailing BYU, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown, as BYU is 5 yards away from punching one in here.
It's like the roulette table. Why do they have the scoreboard at the roulette table? To tell us everything that happened in the past. The next coin flip is still 50-50, Will. I mean, that's why they kind of put it up there for squares like me to say, oh, well, we're over. It's 12 in a row. It can't happen again, right? That's exactly how it goes. BYU now third down, and the quarterback is limping back to the huddle. That's not good if you're a BYU supporter of this one. But it'll be third and goal now at about the 3 as BYU going in here. This drive has already lasted over 5 minutes, so the over players like myself, not exactly happy with that. And we're still at halftime in the other game. UConn and Army, 14-10 is your score there. Army, a 7.5-point favorite. 43.5 is your total there. As we're watching this third down play at about the 5-yard line is BYU, and they're back to throw, and they will be stopped inside the 1-yard line. What do you do here, Will? Fourth and goal from the 1/2-yard line for BYU. First drive of the game. What do you do, Will?
You go for it. You've run the ball well. I mean, first of all, it's a meaningless bowl game, so why not be aggressive? But even if this is the Super Bowl, fourth and goal from the 1, and it's close to the 1. It's hard to believe. Watch that replay. He didn't get in. He get very close to that ball crossing the pylon there, or crossing the plane, I should say. You could basically sneak it. I know your quarterback has a good point by you, good eye by you. He's limping around. He was not touched. His leg just kind of went the wrong way. And that's something to keep an eye on. There's whispers he was in a walking boot. So we'll see if the quarterback sneak is a factor. But I would imagine BYU has enough on the offensive line to punch it in. But it looks like they're stopped. They go with a fullback dive. And Georgia Tech is celebrating. Wow. How about that? BYU, who moved the ball up and down the field pretty effortlessly that first drive. Fourth and I don't know how good of a view you had, Brad. That was fourth and a nose hair. They ran a little, a trick play, like a little fullback counter, and it just never got there, never really got particularly close. You wonder if the quarterback wasn't hurt or limping around, and that's something to watch the rest of the game. You wonder if they wouldn't just do a quarterback sneak, because that's one, all you have to do is take the snap cleanly and stick the ball out. As soon as it crosses the plane, you're in. It's a touchdown. You don't need to touch push. You don't need a surge. You don't need anything. You just need to take the snap and extend your arms. Boom, it's a touchdown. I was surprised with that play call. Maybe the quarterback is really banged up here.
When you kind of go back in the history of BYU football, can you name any running backs? You can name a lot of quarterbacks, but can you name any running backs? With all those quarterbacks, why not throw it there on fourth and goal? I understand it was very close to the goal line, but you made a good point. We saw him limping, the quarterback. That's why they ran that little trap play, 65 toss power trap, like Hank Stram said in his Super Bowl way back when. So, yeah, BYU gets stopped on the 1-yard line. Georgia Tech now has the ball. They wasted over 6 minutes in that drive, so that kills a lot of total plays there. But it does help that first quarter play you had with that, Will, so that's a good spot. We kind of piggybacked you on that one. 3.5 is still now. It was your opening spread. It is still your spread right now. Georgia Tech, a 3.5-point dog. Total is 50.5. Would you dare play this game live after what you just saw and maybe a little bit of issue with the BYU quarterback?
Yeah, I don't like having the ball on my own 1-inch line. That's just a recipe for, if not like a turnover or, safety, it's one of those where these court, when you get the ball on your own one, and they're deep inside their own one, I mean, as deep as you can be, I guess, you just, a lot of times it's just get 4 or 5 yards, punt, and then the other team starts at the ball midfield. So I don't like the field position game. I like Georgia Tech before the game. I don't see any reason to jump off it, especially with Bachmeier, the BYU quarterback, limping around. But with with the field position being it is as it is, I'm not dying to jump in front of Georgia Tech just because it is dicey when you're in this sort of field position. A lot of bad things can happen, turnover, safety, and you need a first down or two to just get some breathing room. 99 yards is a long way to go, Brad. And you mentioned it. That's just a killer. When you have the over, you know what? A field goal doesn't do you a lot of good, but at least the other team starts with the ball at the 25. Now Georgia Tech, they're going to burn a lot of clock trying to get out of their own end zone and punt. And you look up, and probably 4 or 5 minutes from now, we're still not going to have any points on the board. So that's a really tough one when you have the over to have a drive end like that on the 1-inch line.
Oh, it's a long game, Will. There's a regression to the mean. It always comes back at a spot like that. I'm not one of these people that say, "Oh, no reason to live." Yeah, a lot of times those come back to you. You know, a lot of times, especially when you're playing unders. Sometimes when both teams score early, that's actually kind of a good thing sometimes because they kind of settle in. But it's very tough to kind of put all this, your eggs in one basket on something like that. So Georgia Tech now coming out, they're huddling in their own end zone down in Orlando. It looks like rather warm here down there today. It's a lot warmer, and I think that Will is where he's at today. But yeah, that's Georgia right. Tech now out of the inside their own 1 yard line after that trap play by BYU. Again, why couldn't they throw the ball in that spot? And we'll see what Georgia Tech does on their first play. They try to run it out of the end zone, and they barely get it out. Well, flag on the play. False start on the offense, half the distance of the goal line. Why not try to stretch the rules there? You're only going back like a couple of inches there. So there you go. Live betting line still 3.5 for BYU, total 50.5 here in this one. Will, anything else? UConn and Army now. Total is 43.5 in that one. 7.5 is your line. That game's about to start the second half here in a couple minutes. Anything you'd play second half in that one real quick before we come back to Georgia Tech?
I like the Army team total over 27.5 just because 2 touchdowns gets you home. You start with the ball. I think the running game can eventually wear down what is a pretty shaky UConn rush defense. So Army team total over is a play, and that's a good first down play for Georgia Tech. That's a bad job by BYU defensively. First and 10. After the penalty, they didn't move anything. How about that? You get a false start, and it goes from first and 10 to first and 10 to show you what kind of field position they had. And they get 8 right off the bat. You know they're going to run the ball, and they run it for 8. That's a bad sign for BYU that you know the run's coming, and you can't stop it. Now, if you're Georgia Tech, you get a little breathing room. You can take a deep breath, and you can operate your offense and not worry about a penalty in the end zone that's a safety, not worry about bad things that can happen, although he's back to pass, and he throws the ball, and it is going to be close to a completion here. I guess the receiver was inbound, so a pretty good drive here for Georgia Tech. If they can get that completion, they've at least gotten out of the shadow of their own goal line, and they can start to operate their offense. Can't tell, Brad. I don't know if you can, if the receiver came down inbounds. He got the foot down. That was a hell of a catch by the receiver.
Absolute catch right there by the receiver. If they review it, they won't have anything to review. So, yeah, Georgia Tech will have a first down at about their own 18, which is a lot better than having it at their own 1. We are 7 minutes into this game now. And, the quarterback for Georgia Tech, he was good all year as well. So, he was kind of in the top 10 Heisman odds for a minute. So, he did very well.
Sure.
Current live betting line still BYU -3.5, total 50.5 as this one. They're not going to review this. They are reviewing this one, it looks like. So, I don't know why they should. That was kind of clear. So, they're calling this a 3rd and 3. They called that incomplete. So, we don't have any sound on. They did call that one incomplete, although it looked like he got his feet in bounds. So they did call that incomplete. 3rd and 3 for Georgia Tech.
His foot got down. The only thing I could think, I didn't get a great look at the ball. The ball had to have moved because his feet were fine, and now a 3rd down pass is dropped. It looked like the BYU kid had a shot at interception. So this has been a very eventful first 7 minutes or so, but it went from Georgia Tech having a 2nd and 2, and it's always easy to second guess after the fact. 2nd and 2, you just ran it for 8 yards. Do you really want to throw the ball twice there? Don't you want to pick up a 1st down and just kind of give yourself more breathing room? Again, it's easy to say after, but Georgia Tech now going to have to punt from their own end zone. Been an eventful first few minutes here.
Absolutely. Georgia Tech punting, and BYU will have the ball as we come back after this. And don't forget, bottom of the next hour, it will be Chargers and the Texans from LA. That's all coming up right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.